Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you about the origins of COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and exactly what's going on with our armed forces. I want to talk about those things. And the reason that's prompted this is I saw this little audio clip I'm going to play you. It relates to the fact that Canada has now relaxed COVID-mandated jabs and binned their arrival app. So in other words, civilians can travel where they want. They don't have to be jabbed. They don't have to show their vaccinated status unless you serve in the armed forces. And then you still have to be jabbed. So this is a leader of the opposition speaking in the Canadian Parliament. And this is what he had to say on the topic.
We're happy that the government has backed down from requiring people to use the disastrous ArriveCan app or follow the unscientific vaccine mandates just across the border. But the inconsistency remains. The government now admits that it is safe for an unvaccinated person to get on an airplane, to work in a government office, but unsafe for that same person to serve in the Canadian Armed Forces. This is obviously unscientific and contradictory. Will the government follow scientific consistency and give our brave men and women their jobs back?
Well, it's a fair question, isn't it? So if civilians don't need to have jobs, but they can travel wherever they want, why should those in the Canadian Armed Forces need jobs? But you see, the same question could be posed of the American military. It could be posed off the British military, for that matter, because in all these militaries, there is essentially a jab mandate in place. And individuals who don't take the jabs will be finding themselves shuffled onto Civvy Street, toot to sweet. And this is where I sort of then start to ask some questions, because just for example, imagine for one moment, if you will, that COVID-19 did come from a Chinese lab. And imagine for one moment, or at least the story that it came from a Chinese lab. Let's run with that story. And then all around the world, there's this been this big response to it from the pharmaceutical companies. And those pharmaceutical companies have produced vaccines, which we know, first of all, they're not conventionally vaccines. They had to redefine the word vaccine so they could call them vaccines. But they produced these gene therapy treatments, which we know are pretty disastrous. We know all the usual stuff, but we know they have some serious adverse reactions and up to it, including death and other impacts on the people who take them. So imagine, if you will, that you were the Chinese Communist Party. And you wanted to undermine and weaken militaries around the world without firing a shot. How would you do that? Well, is it possible that, by pushing the whole narrative, the whole COVID-19 came from a Wuhan lab, it's a deadly virus, blah, 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 you need to get vaccinated. And then by having globally this story accepted and then the vaccines rolled out, that in essence, what's going on is the weakening of the Western military by the West. And I always ask yourself the question, well, who would benefit from a weakened military in the West? Well, China would benefit predominantly. That's who would benefit from it. And, you know, it is very unusual, very strange that there's this insistence that men and women in uniform must continue to take jabs. They must be jabbed. But everyone else, yeah, well, it's up to you now. If you don't want to take it, don't take it. That's your business. It's a very strange, schizo position for governments to take. And it does make me wonder what dark forces ultimately lie under all of this. Are we seeing basically our military men and women set up? Because there is no doubt, if they keep taking these jabs, they do become more vulnerable. There's, you know, all the things we've seen about in civilians equally apply to those in uniform. So could we be disarming our armed forces, if you follow me, by this insistence that they must take the jab? And as we know, we've lost a lot of fine men and women serving in the different services, because they refused to take it. But it's very difficult in a military situation not to take the jab. It's very difficult to refuse a jab, as I know some of those who listen to this will fully understand. It's kind of what you're expected to do. But in this case, the jab that you're taking is potentially extremely dangerous and could be seen to be weakening you from an immunological point of view. And therefore, that means that rather than being a strong soldier on the field of battle, you become a much weaker proposition. Which then begs the question, what have the Chinese been doing with their own military? Have they all been getting the experimental gene therapy jabs? And I'm not sure that's the case at all or not. So are we in the middle of a great global hoax, a great global scam, whereby the West is doing something that essentially disables its military prowess, and the advantage of that would lie predominantly in the East, and specifically with communist China?